Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Stardom 100 Radio. Stardom 100 Radio.
What time is it?
With your host, Tanisha Davis. We're the show that's keeping it all the way 100 with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the heavenly orchestrated, never duplicated lyrical symphony known as the Eternal One Eternity, a.k.a. Mr. Everlasting, the Lyrical Assassin, and you are tuned into Stardom 100 Radio. Let's go.
Hold security!
Yo, what's poppin'? It's the Young Lion, Sammy, and right now you're tuned in to Stardom 100 Radio. Keep it locked.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to Stardom 100 Radio, and it's a beautiful day. So happy New Year to everyone. We're back with more amazing shows. We're going to have some great interviews, so we're going to have fun this year. Looking forward to this year. Of course, you know, everyone's working on their New Year's resolutions, little plans they made for the New Year. So, of course, I came up with a lot of plans, you know, for my year. And this year my main focus is just, you know, being the best version of me. My motto is maximize every opportunity. So in everything you do, just try to maximize it. You know, be the best version of you that you can be. And so I'm all about that. So as you see, you know, the topic of the show is called Coffee in My Cream. And that, you know, so my dad used to say all the time, he's like, you don't like coffee. I think you just like coffee. So today's episode is going to be giving you a little bit of coffee in your cream. So we're discussing a various amount of topics. We're going to be talking about everything from Kevin Hart's documentary. We're going to be talking about the Millennium Tour with Omarion, Bow Wow, Sammy, all them good peoples, you know. And we'll be discussing Meek Mill and, of course, your favorite president, Trump. Okay? So we'll get back with you in just a minute. We're going to jump into the Stardom 100 music pick of the day, which is none other than Jacob Lattimore with Old Thing Back. Now, I love this track. So I hope you love it too, and we'll talk more about it later. All righty.
She just want that old thing back, yeah. Cause he don't make a smile for no reason like me. She missed them butterflies in her belly, and she can't remember why we not together. She just want that old thing back, yeah. And she human, so she gon' make some mistakes. To make it up, she do whatever it's gon' take. Cause she love me like a fat kid love some cake. She just want that old thing back, yeah. She said she don't want it if it ain't me. They don't do it for me like I used to, no. And without me, she be feeling like she just can't breathe. Baby, can we link up tonight? Do some tonight. Hit the city, have a little bit of fun tonight. And that's what she's saying to me. But girl, I gotta check if my schedule is free. Cause now I'm only rocking big trips, signing big deals. When that money gets to calling, baby, I gotta peel. She said, baby, please don't blow me off. You gotta listen. See, the last time that we talked, I got in my feelings and I blew it. I was stupid, I was young then, I was foolish. Please forgive me, please be with me. Cause without you, I feel empty. She just want that old thing back, yeah. Cause he don't make a smile for no reason like me. She missed them butterflies in her belly, and she can't remember why we not together. She just want that old thing back, yeah. And she human, so she gon' make some mistakes. To make it up, she do whatever it's gon' take. Cause she love me like a fat kid love some cake. I ain't even gonna lie, girl, I've been thinking about you. Not just about your booty, but your beauty too. Not just about the way you move, but you always had your brains to compliment you. Link up tonight, do some tonight. Hit the city, have a little bit of fun tonight. That's what I'm saying to her. Baby girl, for whatever it's worth. Cause now I'm rocking big trips, signing big deals. When that money gets to calling, baby, I got a peel. She said, baby, please don't blow me up. You gotta listen. See, the last time that we talked, you got in your feelings. Then we blew it. We were stupid. We were young then. We were foolish. So maybe, baby, I can give you another chance. She just want that old thing back, yeah. Cause he don't make a smile for no reason like me. She missed them butterflies in her belly. And she can't remember why we not together. She just want that old thing back, yeah. And she human, so she gon' make some mistakes. To make it up, she do whatever it's gon' take. Cause she love me like a fat kid love some cake. She just want that old thing back, yeah.
Alrighty, alrighty. So that was your boy Jacob Lattimore with Old Thing Back. Now, I love this song because I think every girl's been in that place where you feel like, you know what I'm saying, can I get the old you back, you know what I'm saying? But it's 2020, so we moving forward. We ain't doing the old things no more. We moving forward with some new things. So shout out to Jacob Lattimore. If you are not listening to Jacob Lattimore, something is wrong with you. No, I'm joking. But no, for real, you should definitely be listening to Jacob Lattimore. He is definitely bringing us R&B vibes. This is like real R&B, real R&B. Hello? Okay, none of this mumble bumble is real R&B. And honestly, when I listen to his music, it takes me back. You know what I'm saying? To the good old days that feel good. The beat for that song is just jump. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. So shout out to Jacob Lattimore. You all should go follow him on Instagram. And Jacob, we need you on the show. We need you on the show. So if you're listening, we need you for an interview on the show because we love your music. All right, so let's get into our first topic of the day, talking about Kevin Hart's documentary, which is on Netflix. And what I will say, I like that he just was very transparent. This is a very transparent way of showing everyone, the world, like, this is what I have going on behind the scenes. This is my life all the way from the start to up to now. And also very proud of him, how he just managed to bounce back from the accident, you know, and he just keeps pushing himself to be the best version he can be. You know, of course, the documentary covers all the rumors, everything from the Oscars, with him stepping down from the Oscars, as well as the a lot of the infidelity that took place within his marriage with him and Anika. I just want to say I'm actually inspired by the show. It gave me a different, let me be honest, it gave me a different view of Kevin Hart. Like, not to say I always had a bad view. I've never had a bad view. I love him as a comedian. But it really just gave me a different look. Like, you know, just the life of a celebrity, having a name constantly in the media, just trying to be successful, coming from nothing. This man came from nothing. And you know, I can definitely relate with somebody getting it up out the mud, you know what I'm saying, getting it up out the mud for real. And I just can relate with him more. You know, of course, I don't condone any of the bad stuff that happened, but none of us are perfect. You know, nobody's perfect. We're not going to always make the right decisions and so forth like that. So I apply him on being transparent, just letting y'all know at the end of the day, these celebrities are freaking human. He's human, and he's just letting you know, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I did it. I regret it. But I'm going harder than ever with my career, with my comedy, with my movies. The man does a lot. And as I'm watching the documentary, Kevin Hart, I'm watching you on this show, and I'm sitting here, I'm just feeling like, oh, my God, you do so much. You do so much. Like, when do you sleep? You know, as I'm watching the show, like, oh, my God, when does he sleep? He do this, he that, he driving, and he doing the interviews. He, you know, saying there's a lot of stuff. So shout out to you, Kevin Hart. You know, definitely come be a guest on the show so we can talk. But I admire that he was transparent, you know what I'm saying, because sometimes we think that these celebrities are just perfect, you know. We make them out to be, like, small gods, like gods, you know, and we think that their whole life you should just be perfect, you shouldn't make no mistakes, you shouldn't do no wrong, you know what I'm saying, you shouldn't put coffee in your cream, you know what I'm saying. But no, for real, you know, I like that he was transparent. He let all of those who support him, who rock with him, see, like, look, I'm not perfect, but I go hard. You know what I'm saying? The man goes hard. And, you know, I hate all those things happening to his wife. You know, I like that the rumors were addressed about whether she broke up the marriage with him and Tori. You know, we don't know the fullness of everything, but it was just rumors out saying that she broke it up. Of course, they addressed it in the documentary, stating that that was not the case. And Kevin said in the documentary that his marriage was over long before, you know, him and Anika got together. So, but anyway, I love the documentary. You know, each episode was just pretty interesting. I also gained some motivation, you know, just watching his work ethic, like his hustle, you know. The man just goes. He's giving everything he's got, you know, everything within him. Like I spoke about maximizing every opportunity. He's giving everything within himself to be the best, you know, to figure out ways to create income for his family and future generations under him. He's just trying to be the best he can be, and I applaud him for that. You know, even after this accident, this man is still going, you know, so hats off to him on that, you know. And I like the documentary, so I really think you all should definitely go check the documentary out. You know, let me know what you think about the documentary, because, like I said, I enjoyed it, you know. I like he just came on out, like, look, this is stuff I've done, you know. But in the midst of doing all this, I kept going, you know. And that's what it's all about. You're going to make mistakes in life. You're going to trip up. You're going to fall. But you just got to get up and keep going. People are going to talk about you to the day you leave this earth. They're going to always have something to say about you. You just got to keep going regardless of what people say. If you make a mistake, if you fall, get back up. The Bible says a good man falls several times. You fall, get up and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Don't let what's being said about you stop you from going. And that's exactly what Kevin Hart has done. He just continues to go no matter what. And as long as his family is happy, his wife is happy, I'm happy for him. It ain't my business what goes on behind their closed doors. If they're happy, I'm happy for them. So, again, I really enjoyed that documentary. Also, let's talk about this whole war thing. This, you know, it's so much going on. 2020 opens up with this whole war thing, potential World War III, following the actions of Trump. You know, really all I want to say on this is pray for your troops. Pray for everyone that's in military. Pray for them. You know, I have a nephew. He just joined the Army. He's 18. He just got out of basic training and had a chance to have to spend Christmas to see him and everything. And I'm so proud of him. So, let's just have prayers out for all of those who are in the military. It's, you know, I don't agree with our troops having to go over there and deal with some stuff that they didn't start, you know. So let's pray for them. It's of course, social media has been social media with all these trending memes, making fun of going to war, you know, laughing. I mean, everyone's making videos and skits about what they would do if they was at war and all that. But let's be real. This is Stardom 100. We keep it 100 here. Let's be real. Going to war is not a joke. You know what I'm saying? People losing their lives is very real. Somebody, you're out on the battlefield and your partner is speaking to you 1 minute and the next minute they get blown up. That's very real. There's nothing funny about that. That's very real. So we want to keep them in prayers, you know what I'm saying, that they got to go over here and deal with this craziness, you know. And more importantly, keep yourself in prayer because there's so much going on. We don't know what's going to happen. But what we do know is that you make sure that you got your life right with God, and you stay positive and you stay focused and you stay prayed up and make sure you straight, because if something like that was to come, you need to be prepared. You know what I'm saying? So how are people preparing themselves? Laughing? Laughing is not preparing yourself for war. You need to be smart about this thing. So definitely stay up with what's going on in the news so that something jumps off and you're ready. Okay? Okay. So anyway, we're going to take a break. We're going to listen to my boy Sammy, one of his singles from his recent EP called Send Nudes. But really, the title, you would think, oh my God, what you saying, Sammy? What you got going on? No, the whole EP is about being transparent. So nude, you're transparent, people can see everything. So we're going to listen to one of his tracks from that EP called Grown Man. What y'all know about being a grown man?
Talking about how I ain't in these streets no more, and how I don't be chasing hoes. Don't get me wrong, I guess it's funny how back then I was a savage. I seen a bad one, then I had to have it. I got it bad, y'all. I'd rather lay up with my shawty, talk and laugh, y'all. I'd rather make sweet love to her than watch her doze off. Back then I was a kid, now I'm a grown man.
Alrighty. So it was your boy Sammy, the Prince of R&B. I love Sammy. Sammy has always delivered amazing music. He got them vocals. This guy can go a cappella with music, without whatever, you know. The point, you get my point. He's dope. I like that, grown man. You know what I'm saying? I think anybody this year that's grown needs to be on a grown man or grown woman. You know what I'm saying? So definitely a nice joint. Like, it's Sammy, man. He never disappoints. So, you know, everything he does is it's dope. You know, it is what it is. So shout out to Sammy for that single, Grown Man. He ain't got time for this other stuff. He's a grown man. Okay. So anyway, moving into our next topic, speaking of Sammy, he's going to be on the Millennial Tour this year. They're touring everywhere, you know what I'm saying? About time, you know what I'm saying? About time to have my boy Sammy on his tour. You know, now last year, of course, he made an appearance in Atlanta. But like I said, it's nice that they have him on the tour. Now, I really feel like he should have been one of the headliners, but it's cool. But I think they got like Ashanti, Omarion, Bow Wow, Yin Yang Twins, and I'm trying to think. There's a few other people part of it. But anyway, it's going to be dope this year, so I'm proud of him for being part of that. Now, let's talk about this Millennial Tour with Omarion. Omarion is a mood all 2020. He is a mood all 2020 on how to be unbothered by the drama, by the mess, by the rumors, by anything. Be unbothered all 2020. You know what I'm saying? That is definitely some coffee for my cream. I'm going to be unbothered all 2020. And that's how you all should live, too. Just don't have nobody messing up your vibes. You know what I'm saying? People with bad energy. Be Omarion. Like, I just, I feel like there should be a coffee at Starbucks called the Omarion. You know what I'm saying? Because here, we're going to help you be unbothered all 2020. Come get your dose of this unbothered coffee by Omarion. So shout out to Omarion. He handled the issue between Fizz and April very well, you know, and he word is out that he has custody of his kids, full custody of his kids. So anyway, he handled that issue very well, you know, and so many of us, when we find out that somebody like that is, you know, like your best friend and hooked up with one of your baby mama, baby daddy, you know, whatever, you know, some folks will freak out. They're like, you're supposed to be my friend. Like, what you got going on? You know what I'm saying? What do you have going on to be messing around with my, like, you know what I'm saying? And so, I've had talks with Fizz before. Fizz is an amazing father. I give him that. Really amazing father. I just feel like how that went down, yeah, it wasn't cool. It wasn't cool. I don't think it was cool for him and, you know, April to hook up like they did. But, you know, to each his own. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like I thought that him and Omari were homeboys, so I just don't. That was cool how that went down, you know, like where's the code in this, you know. And there have been cases where a lot of females, you know, have hooked up with their homegirl's ex-boyfriend or got permission if it was okay or whatever. Me, personally, I'm just not cool with it. Like, God himself would have to come down from the heaven and tell me that's my husband before I hook up with someone that I know either dated someone in my family, or married somebody in my family, or most importantly, had kids with them. Like, you have to deal with that for the rest of your life if you're going to be in that relationship. If they had kids, that means you got to see this person every day for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? Y'all decided to get married. So, that was a little, this is a little crazy. So, I kind of don't like to get mixed up in things like that. Like, no negativity. But Omarion handled his thing, you know, like he stayed real cool and collect because he knew what he was going to do with this Millennial Tour. You know what I'm saying? And then released it on Fizz's birthday? Oh, my God. Oh, man. Oh, man. I'm wondering. Oh, man. Definitely a mood. Also, let's talk about the fact that following all of this, you know, all the little images that went up on social media, word is that April and Fizz are no longer even together. Yeah, they're no longer together now. Quite interesting, you know. I think that's quite interesting. But anyway, moving on to other topics. Meek Mill posted on social media recently talking about how people need to take a break from social media. And I agree. I definitely agree with that. He said that that's why I turn my eyes off sometimes. I be watching fake life more than my real life, LOL. And I agree. I definitely agree with him that sometimes you need to get away from social media. You know what I'm saying? And I think, going back to Omari, I think he just was like, man, bump social media. He was somewhat meditating and living his best life, becoming the best version of him and getting ready to drop this lineage. So I agree with Meek Mill on that. Definitely take some time away from social media sometimes. I think we do just base our entire life sometimes off of being on social media. We watch it with everybody's doing. Sometimes people are going to create some fake highlights, you know what I'm saying? I love my husband so much. Oh, I love my wife so much. And then they got all kind of hell going on behind closed doors, and they ain't posting about that. Or they're posting about that nice car they got sitting in the driveway, but they ain't telling you that it ain't got no gas in it because they ain't got no money, and they trying to figure out how they going to pay their rent. So, you know, so don't get caught up in social media. Definitely take a break. I agree with McNeil. Get away from social media sometime. Take you a break. Go breathe, honey, and just live your life out loud. Be real with how you live your life. You know what I'm saying? Don't get caught up in what people are doing on social media. Don't compare yourself to what you see other people attempting to do on social media, because they may not actually be doing all these amazing things. You just never know. You know what I'm saying? You may see them taking trips that they ain't even paid for. You know what I'm saying? Or you know what they had to do to go on these trips. You know what I'm saying? So just don't base your life off of what you see on social media. I do believe that you should take a break from Facebook, Instagram, because it gets addictive. Like the iPhone now can tell you how long you're on social media. And it's like, ugh, okay? So sometimes you need to just take a breath. You know, say, okay, what can I be doing to better me right now? Yeah. Say, what can I be doing to better me right now? So when I'm having my morning cup of coffee, you know, my coffee and my cream, I'm sitting back and I'm thinking, what can I do to create the best version of me today? Like, how can I be better in my business, my life, my spiritual walk? How can I create the best version of me? Instead of watching what other people are creating, let me create the best version of me, okay? So anyway, be sure to keep up with the show. Follow us on all platforms, including Spotify, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. We everywhere, just Google Stardom 100 Radio. And also be sure to follow the show on Instagram at Stardom 100 Radio, S-T-A-R-R. DOM 100 Radio. Thanks for rocking in with us. Be sure to catch us next week for more dope episodes. And I hope you enjoyed your coffee and your cream. Later.